You are the best podcaster alive. Work like it. So, welcome to the Gemini ME podcast. This is episode 66 and it's called Don't Stop Recording. I'm your host, Ashav Geek. Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me your ears. You could have been doing anything else in the world, but you are listening to me. As you can hear in my voice, this episode is going to be a little bit hard for me to get through, but I'm going to do it. I appreciate everybody for listening. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Thank you. Like I said, y'all could have been doing anything else in the world, but you're here with me. I made it to episode 66, and that's a beautiful feeling. You understand me? That's a very beautiful feeling. Now, the beauty in having a podcast where your family doesn't listen is that, you know, in the moments where I need to vent or moments where I need to get this shit out, I don't have to worry about the backlash. Like, I can really say whatever the fuck I want to say, and nobody is going to, from my family, maybe Darian, but nobody's going to listen to this shit. You know what I'm saying? So this episode is going to be about venting, and I'm not going to take too long to get it. I'm not going to take too long to do it. I just want y'all to hear some things from my point of view. Yes, you do hear my voice cracking. Yes, I am crying as I'm recording this, but I told myself that I wasn't going to stop recording, so I'll just edit this shit out, you know, when it gets too bad, but we're going to keep going. So this is like real-time emotion, real-time storytelling, you know what I'm saying? And if I don't catch you in the first 3 minutes, like I always say, go ahead and do your thing. But if I do, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you for taking this journey with me. So this story starts off, first of all, I want to say this story is just about what it's like to feel like a stepchild to the woman that birthed you. And this episode is not going to be bashing my mother. I'm not bashing. I'm not going to speak negatively on her. I just want a little understanding. You know what I'm saying? I want to give y'all some understanding from my point of view and let y'all know how I look at things. To have a person that birthed you, you know, treat you a certain kind of way, and what it does to you even in your 30s. And like I said, when I tell these stories, I tell it because I know somebody else out there is going through it, and maybe this will help you feel better. Maybe this will help y'all feel better. Maybe you can learn from my experience. Maybe we could teach each other. But this story starts off with Mother's Day last year. And like I said, I'm going to keep this quick because I don't have it in me to do a long-ass podcast. But last year, some things happened. And it really destroyed my mental. It destroyed me as a person. It destroyed me mentally. It destroyed me physically. It destroyed me emotionally, all that. And my best friend decided to come down and spend some time with me. Looking back, I'm super appreciative of that because she has a busy schedule and she didn't have to do that. She didn't have to, like, you know, babysit me when I was having suicidal tendencies and having suicidal thoughts. She didn't have to do that. But she did. And I'm appreciative of that. So my grandmother died November 2020. And my mom and her sisters, she has five sisters. So my grandmother has six daughters. They decided to have like a Mother's Day barbecue. And so basically that's around the time when my best friend was in town. And I was kind of like still fucked up about a lot of shit. So I was taking things day to day. But we did enjoy being around my family. And, you know, I enjoyed having her meet my family and stuff like that. And everything was cool. And so my brother's graduation, my baby brother's graduation was like later on in the month. I went to the graduation. And I didn't give my mother anything last year for Mother's Day. I was too fucked up. I was too distraught about what had happened to me. At the graduation, it's like my mom, my auntie, and my baby brother. You know what I'm saying? We all in the stands. Well, my little baby brother's on the floor, and we in the stands. And my mom makes a comment to my auntie, yeah, because none of my sons got me anything for Mother's Day. And my auntie raised her eyebrows. She was like, DJ, you ain't get your mama anything for Mother's Day? And I was like, the woman that I'm in love with decided that it was in her best interest to terminate the pregnancy. So I don't give a fuck about Mother's Day and getting nobody a gift because I'm still processing what happened. And I didn't snap at my auntie, but it's like, I need you to understand that all that materialistic shit that she talking about right now, that's irrelevant. I'm over here heartbroken. Somebody just aborted our child. And that's not to say that, you know, the woman that did that is wrong. And that's not to put blame on her, because I'm 100% the villain in that situation. I'm 100% at fault. And, you know, what I did was out of line, as I spoke about a few podcasts ago. But if you think that I give a fuck about Mother's Day when I just lost my fucking child, I like, come on, man. Like, that's not even, boom. So now you're probably wondering, like, what kind of monster ass nigga would say that shit to his mama on Mother's Day? So let me backtrack, right? My mother and I have never had the best relationship. We've tried. Usually things don't work. Like, at this point in my adult life, when my mother makes me feel a certain kind of way, I don't curse her. I don't speak negatively on her. I just remove myself from the equation, and I stop answering calls, and I stop talking. And, you know, I just distance myself, and that works for me. Another thing is, I don't know my biological father. I grew up not knowing my biological father. I have my dad. I found out my dad wasn't my father in the third grade. And thank you to the universe, he decided to stay when he could have left. So I do have a dad, you know what I'm saying? My dad, and I love my dad, and my dad. Me and my dad have a great relationship. But I don't know my biological father. Literally, if I seen him on the street, I would not know who he was. I don't have any pictures of him. I don't have any information on him. I don't have a location on him. I literally do not know my biological father. And that's something that maybe that wasn't even an own moment. But if you know me, it's not something that I talk about a lot. Because, you know, why I speak on it is what it is. But I can say that even at 32, it does affect me. It does something to your psyche knowing that a person created you, but they don't care that you exist, or they don't care to be in your life, or they don't care if you're alive, or if you're dead, if you ate, if you're doing good, if you're doing, like, that shit is to me, you know what I'm saying, just being 100% vulnerable, just being 100% real, that shit affects you. So the reason why the termination of the pregnancy fucks with me, even on a, you know, on a, it fucks me from all angles, you know, but on a deeper level, I always said that growing up, because I didn't know my biological father, all I wanted to be was a father. All I wanted to do was have a family and do things the correct way. You know what I'm saying? Unlike my mother, like, I wanted to show my child love and compassion and affection, and to know what, like, growing up in a healthy home is like, you know? So I never had aspirations of having a lot of money or being a millionaire. My only aspirations was being a father, being a family, having that house with the white picket fence, like, raising my children to be great people, you know what I'm saying, productive members of society, and to go on and do beautiful things and outlive and outlast me and make a legacy of their own, create a legacy of their own. You know, for me, it's all about legacy and passing down the field's name generation to generation, and having that name mean something, you know. So, you know, back to that moment at the graduation, in my head, it's like, I don't give a fuck about what you talking about, a fucking Mother's Day gift. Like, my fucking child is dead. And there's nothing I can do about that. I don't want to hear about no fucking gift. So then, you know, life goes back to normal. Then I found out after my ex, you know, made her decision, I found out that my other best friend, he has a baby on the way. So imagine that. And I'm not on some woe is me type shit. I'm not saying feel sorry for me. I'm not trying to throw a pity party. But imagine finding out that the woman that you're in love with, the woman that you want to spend the rest of your life with, just terminated, you know, the pregnancy. And without, you know, I didn't agree to that. That wasn't something I agreed on. I fought for that. I could have fought harder. You know, I could have did more things to let it be known that I wasn't in agreement of that. But ultimately, I feel like a woman's body is a woman's body. So I can't force you to, you know, even though I want to, I can't force you. But anyway, imagine finding that out and you dealing with that and you still dealing with the heartbreak. I'm heartbroken. Then to find out my best friend and his girlfriend are pregnant. And initially, I'm not going to lie, my initial thought is like, damn, why me? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is the universe doing to me? Like, what did I do? Like, what I did to her, was it that bad? Like, what I did, was it that bad for the universe to punish me like that? So initially, I wasn't even happy. It wasn't even a positive thought when I found out about, you know, him and his daughter, you know, when his girl was pregnant. And I was trying to vent to my mom about that, and I broke down crying, and I was like, you know, I want to be happy because that's a beautiful thing, but it's like a part of me is like, wow, like, why me? And she told me, my mother told me, until you go to therapy, there's nothing I can say to you. I don't want to hear it. It's another thing. So from that moment on, and that happened in 2020, 2021, that was last year. So when she said that, I was like, you know what? There's nothing. People show you who they are, right? And in the moments where it counts, people are going to show you who they are. And I was like, cool. Now, amongst all of this happening, I went to Georgia. I talked to my godmother about a lot of things, and my godmother reassured me, and we had a very long conversation, and we cried, and she prayed for me, and that was a conversation that I needed to this day. You know, to this day, that was a conversation that I needed. So I'm going to fast forward and just pause. I start school, and it's a hurricane that comes, so I have to evacuate the city. The reason I evacuated was because a year before, when that hurricane that came in October, I stayed, and I didn't like, you know, lights being out and internet being out and all that. So I left. I go to my mother's house. Do you know that the whole time I'm there, it's like, oh, well, when are you leaving? What's going on with your dad's house? When are you leaving? Is everything okay? When you think you're going to go back home? To the point where it starts to make me feel uncomfortable, like uncomfortable. Mind you, my little brother, you know, he's a grown ass man. He can come, go as he pleases. He doesn't have issues being there. Like, I was told basically, like, oh, you can't be, like, not you can't be here, but, you know, when are you leaving, implying that, you know, I'm overdoing my welcome. Mind you, this man can be there, no problem. His kids can be there, no problem. Like, his friends can come over, no problem. When I'm there, my friends can't come over there. Like, just to give you, you know what I'm saying, just to give you, like, a comparison of the situation, like, my little brother, he can, when he over there, his friends can come over, his kids can come over, stay as long as they want to, stay as long as they need. And I'm not saying I'm jealous. I'm not jealous. I love my little brother. You know what I'm saying? And I don't, it's not a knock against him. It's really not a knock against my mom. I'm just, you know, trying to give you the comparison. He can be there. His friends can be there. All that good stuff. When I'm there, my people can't even come in the driveway. I don't want nobody in my driveway. I don't want nobody in my house. Can't nobody come in my house. None of that. That's just to get you the comparison. So it's like, when she's saying all this shit, it's like, damn, like, that's crazy. Like, nigga, you know I'm here because of a hurricane. Like, you know I have a whole ass apartment, right? Like, I'm not here just for the fuck of it. Like, it's a hurricane right now. Plus, the semester just started. I'm not. So that turns into, like, me going to Birmingham to my best friend's apartment while she's on assignment somewhere. She's in the medical field and she travels a lot. So, you know, nobody was at her apartment. Boom, boom, she let me use it. That is like the craziest shit in the world to me, that a parent can treat their children so differently and it be like so blatant. Like, I think everybody has their favorite children, right? All parents has their favorite children, whether they say it or whether they don't say it. I think the issue for me is that my mother blatantly shows it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she shows the favoritism. Like, it's not even hiding. Like, you can see it. And it's like, that's fucked up. But again, this is something that, you know, I deal with. But Here's the icing on the cake. Do you know that my mother, the same woman that basically told me that I was overdoing my welcome when I was running from a hurricane, the same woman that told me, hey, until you go to therapy, there's nothing I can say to you, the same woman, you know, I can go on and on and on, would turn around and say, hey, I want this for Mother's Day. I want that for Mother's Day. I want this for Mother's Day. Can y'all, da da. And so that was the point of me doing this podcast to get to this point. It's like sometimes people, you can tell a person that they fucked up. You can show a person in situations like, hey, you did this and you did that and you did this and you did that and it made me feel like this and it made me feel like that. You can do that to a person a million times over and they just won't change. Like, my mother's going to be who my mother is, and there's nothing I can do about that. Nothing, because she is who she is. But what I can do for my sake and my sanity is not deal with it. I can remove myself from the equation. But this person literally asked me, hey, what do you know? Can I get this for Mother's Day? And la da 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 da. And it's like, but when I needed a place to stay for a couple of days or for a couple of week or something, like, it was uncomfortable for you. Like, when I needed to vent and I had shit on my mind, like, you didn't have anything for me. Like, how could you turn around after treating a person like that and ask for some fucking monetary valued gift? Like, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? That is crazy to me. Just my life. And I want to say that before I end this podcast, I just, you know, had to get that shit out. I love my ex. I'm not, this story was not to take jabs and not to take, I'm not saying anything negative about her because I love her. I will always love her. That is my heart. That will always be my heart. I fucked up with a good woman. Like, sometimes we fuck up with good women. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can't get back what you lost. And sometimes, you know, you push people to a line where shit gets bad. So with me talking about the termination of a child and everything, like, she's not the bad guy. For anybody listening, I don't want y'all to think that she is a bad guy. She's not the bad guy. I'm definitely the villain in my story. I fucked up. I did shit that I shouldn't have done. I said things I said shit I shouldn't have said. I didn't put my hands on her, but I did egregious things that you just can't come back from. The whole point of me saying all that is to say, yes, I'm hurt, but I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim. If anything, she's the victim. That's it. That's the podcast. I had that on my mind, and Mother's Day is coming up, so I just had to speak that. But again, the beautiful part is nobody from my family is going to listen to this shit, and I'm never going to re-listen to this shit. So if you take anything from this story, is don't pity me. Don't feel sorry for me. Just know that when I have certain moments or when I say certain things or when I react a certain way, it's because of these little intricate details about my life that I don't speak on publicly. But this is my podcast. This is my platform. And this week I chose to speak on it. So, yeah, man, this was the Gemini in Me podcast. I am your host, Ashav Geek. This is episode 66, and it's called, or it was called, Don't Stop Recording. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. I'm out.